This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
I'm pleased to welcome to the show Joanne Mallon, author of Change Your Life in 5 Minutes a Day. Hello there, Joanne.
Hello, Jackie.
Thanks very much for joining us and welcome to Just Women.
Thank you. Before
we get into about the new book, which I understand is your fifth, so that's very impressive, perhaps we could get a bit of information about your background, because I understand you're a life and career coach.
Yes, I was surprised to note, Jackie, that I've been doing coaching for 20 years now, before even people even knew what life and career coaching might be. I originally trained as a journalist, and then I worked in television for about 10 years or so. I worked as a researcher and producer on lots of daytime programmes, things like This Morning and GMTV.
Wow, that's very impressive. Did you enjoy that?
I did and I didn't. I did in some ways, because it's really fun working on those shows. It's really, really fast moving. But in the end, it was the fact that it was so fast moving that started to just not be terribly satisfying to me. And that was part of what launched me towards training as a coach and working in that sort of field. I felt like a lot of my creative energy was going into things that were just flying by people on their screens and maybe didn't have much of an impact. I mean, sometimes television does have a huge impact on people's lives, but the shows that I was working on, that wasn't really happening very much. It was just kind of a lot of stuff that you had to produce every single day. So I felt that I just wanted to do something that involved maybe working with less people, because obviously in television you're working with lots and lots of people, but maybe working with individuals in a way that would help them to make a meaningful, positive change in their lives. I felt like making a difference was a really, really important thing to me, and it became more important as time went on. So I then I started to hear about coaching was becoming a thing in the UK, and it was starting to get mentioned in the media, and I felt really, really drawn towards it. You know, when you just feel a pull.
Yeah, why did you feel drawn towards it?
I mean, it's very hard to articulate. Maybe it was my future calling to me, the fact that I would still be doing it 20 years hence. I couldn't honestly tell you in any rational way, but I knew that it was a way to work with people and actually take them to a more positive place in their lives. And that's still the thing that I enjoy most about coaching today. Every time I do a coaching session with somebody, and I coach people from all around the world, you always, wherever you start off with that client, you end it in a more positive place for them, and them in a more positive frame of mind, with a practical set of steps that they're going to take forward with themselves. And I just find that tremendously satisfying. And more satisfying than I ever felt when I was working in live TV. But saying that, the whole time I've been coaching, I also have carried on with writing. So I have a healthy lifestyle blog that I write at the same time. And as you say, I've been writing these books, of which Change Your Life in 5 Minutes a Day is the latest one.
Yes. And so how did the idea come about to write that?
It was initially the publisher suggested it to me. I'd introduced myself to the publishers saying, you know, I'm interested in writing a new book. I'd done a few before, but I particularly like this publisher's because they just make some really lovely books that are right up my street. They then came back to me and said, we're looking for this Change Your Life in 5 Minutes a Day. I have to say, Jackie, their email went into my spam folder.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
So it nearly didn't happen.
Yes.
And oh my goodness, I think it actually chimes quite well with the book, because I talk in the book about the fact that our lives change on small moments and small decisions that we make all the time. And of course, for me, if I had never looked in my spam folder, I would never have seen this invitation from a lovely publisher to go and, you know, work with them on this lovely book.
How
so
marvelous.
It just shows you you've got to follow your instinct, don't you?
And the format of the book is wonderful, because it's a small handbag size book, so it's really, really lovely. And how long did it take to research all the tips?
Actually, not that long to research them, because a lot of it was coming up from work I had been doing with coaching clients in the previous 20 years.
Oh, right.
The harder part was getting it all down into digestible bite-sized chunks that people could take in easily, because I was very keen that the book be something practical, that you could open it up at any page and there'd be something that you could go on and do right now. I mean, there are 66 tips in there. I don't expect anybody at all to do them all. But, you know, even if you do one or two, it'll really help. I wrote it mostly during the first lockdown last year.
Yes.
So for me, it was such a gift to have this project to work on. It was like a wonderful, positive totem that I could hang on to when the rest of the world was kind of falling apart. And now that it's come out and we're in the third lockdown, a lot of people are saying to me that they find that it's something very positive in a dark time. So I'm really pleased that it's connecting with people in that way.
Well, absolutely. And because some of the information that you put in there is just so, you know, so relevant for the times we're living in now, like, you know, the morning miracles, breathing, sing a song, mindfulness, meditation, 5 minutes of silence.
You know, there were a few things that we had to change that we couldn't put in because of the current situation. I remember there was a tip I was quite keen on, which was to connect with another person or you know, something else living every day. So that would be make sure you have a hug or you stroke a pet or even you hug a tree. And unfortunately, because of current situation, that had to become look at a sunset.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. And also, I love the great humour in it as well. Tomorrow is a new day with no mistakes in it yet.
And I love that because the tips are kind of peppered with motivational quotes. And it was such a treat for me to go out and choose those quotes. But I really tried hard to look for stuff that you won't see in every other book and stuff that you haven't seen a million times on Pinterest already. So I think that just helps to put people in a positive frame of mind, because that's what we all need now, don't we?
Absolutely, yes. And I mean, I love some of these tips, like the make a don't do list, because we're always completely bogged down with our to-do lists.
Yes, a to-don't list, yes, which is the opposite, yes, of the to-do list.
Yes. And then also write a letter to yourself. That was another useful idea, I thought.
Are you going to do any of these things, Jackie?
Away from it? Well, I do. I already do some of the things you list in there. And the automatic writing, that was very interesting, where you just take a piece of paper and you just write a question and then you write with a pen and paper and you just keep writing without looking back. That I think is very good. I do that most days.
Oh, it's an incredibly useful thing to do. I mean, people have been doing that for a long, long time in different sorts of ways. I use it a lot with coaching clients. If there's something that clearly needs the client to dig a little bit more. And I always emphasize that it's much better if you physically write with a pen in your hand and a piece of paper. I know we don't do that so much nowadays, but I mean, there's nothing like the connection between all that stuff that's floating around in your mind and just pouring it out onto a page, because then you've taken an important step to maybe distance yourself from all the stuff that's going around in your head and maybe causing you stress. And then when you've got it down on paper, that's so helpful to process your thoughts. And then often what you can do then is just put that piece of paper away for a couple of days and just see what other thoughts float up, maybe come back to it in a few days and you know, see what conclusions you've come to. Because our brains are hardwired to look for solutions. So if you ask your brain a question, it'll start and try and solve it for you. It'll start and try and work it out. So if you give it time, automatic writing, such a useful thing to do. I recommend anybody to give it a try.
Absolutely. And what tips in particular help you?
From the book, gosh, there's so much. It's funny. One thing that I took away from it was to start drinking green tea every day.
Oh, really? Yeah.
There's a tip in there, and I list and I research all the things that green tea is good for. And I think I say at the end of it, well, why would you not drink it? And I often think, yeah, why would I not? Yes, why am I not drinking green tea every day? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's because I don't like the taste of it. But then my husband, who's really into green tea, he tipped me off that Chinese green tea from a Chinese supermarket is much nicer than the regular stuff in the regular supermarket. So that's what I'm on to now. Other things, I mean, actually, just before we spoke today, I just sat here for a few minutes and just did some really nice deep breathing to make myself calm, put myself in a calmer place before we speak. And, you know, it only takes a few minutes, but just very, very deep breathing in, breathing out again, just, you know, calming yourself before you launch yourself into the day, I think is just such a simple thing to do. But then we're always rushing about and there's always somebody making demands on our time. It's very, very difficult to find the time to do that.
Indeed, absolutely. It's very important to try and switch off from time to time.
Yes, even if you only switch off for, you know, a minute, 30 seconds. And in terms of switching off, one thing I do think is quite useful is if you're somebody who's on your phone a lot, start to leave your phone in another room. Maybe don't charge it next to your bed at night.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Because you're always, otherwise you're always wanting to look at it to see if you've missed something, you know.
Yes. And in fact, did you notice that's one of the tips in the book as well, is to just take a couple of minutes to turn off all your app notifications so that you're not then getting pinged with WhatsApp and all the rest of it throughout the day. Because every time they ping, then that drags you back down into the world of the phone.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And also, I was interested to see the tips about such as a learn a new word. That was a good idea. And also think yourself confident.
Just, I think if you can imagine yourself as a confident person, that is your first step taken to becoming that more confident person. Because every single thing that exists in the world, from the chair that you're sitting in to this computer that we're speaking through, started off as a thought in somebody's head. So if you can start and think about it, you can make it real. So I do think it's for anybody who's listening to this who wants to make a change in their own life, the way to start that is to just sit down, close your eyes and imagine it as if it was already here.
Indeed, sort of visualizing, in other words.
Yes.
Yes. And how do you think this book is going to help people living during the pandemic?
Well, my hope is that it will bring a bit of optimism and some options for easy things that people can do, because I honestly believe that right now is the time for being kind to yourself, looking after yourself, stick with the easy path as much as you can, because life has already given us a very, very hard path to walk.
Indeed, yes, that's very good advice. And then just moving on then to your career coaching, because I noticed on your website you talk about laser coaching during the pandemic. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Well, this is something I started in March last year when the first lockdown started and it was clear that, you know, things were going a pretty bad way. And I thought, and probably like most people, I was feeling quite frustrated and thinking, well, what can I do to help here? How can I contribute to the world? What have I got to give? And I thought, well, I've got my coaching skills, so that's it. So I have got an offer now on my website where I offer laser coaching. Is a short coaching session that just focuses on one particular issue. So what I do now is I offer these half hour laser coaching sessions to people on a pay whatever you want basis, because, you know, coaching is not cheap. It's not accessible to everybody, but I hope by doing this, I would make it accessible to as many people as possible, and they can pay whatever they like, whatever works for their means. And actually in practice, what happens is that people with a higher income pay a bit more, people with a lesser income pay a bit less, and it all works out fine. So since then, I've been doing these laser coaching sessions and it's worked out so well. I've coached so many lovely people, dozens and dozens of them from all around the world. I've started coaching them on Zoom. So I'm seeing people. I used to coach on telephone before that, but it's been really delightful to just reach out to some people who maybe couldn't access coaching otherwise and help them make a plan for where they go next. Because what people tend to do with these laser coaching sessions is they use them to brush up their CV, maybe brush up their LinkedIn profile, maybe work out, you know, where they're going next in their career. Because one day we will come out of this situation, and I think it's good to plan ahead and be thinking of what do you want that next step to be.
That sounds very good, very good advice. And talking about next steps, I gather that you're working on your sixth book, which is a guide to finding your purpose in life.
I've already written it, Jackie.
Oh my goodness, you are.
I just sent in the final edits yesterday.
Oh, so
it's with the same publisher who are called Summersdale. So it'll be the same kind of format in that it's a short, easily digestible book that looks nice. It's a nice gifty kind of book. And it's all about how to find your purpose in life.
Right.
because people who know their purpose and who kind of know where they're going tend to be healthier and happier. And I feel like helping people to be healthier and happier is a good way to go.
Sounds very, very good. And when does that one come out?
I believe it's August the 12th this year.
Oh, how exciting for you. That's really, really good. That's really good. Right. Well, let's to recap then. So your fifth book, Change Your Life in 5 Minutes a Day, that's available on Amazon and other online bookshops.
Yes. And hopefully in real bookshops when they open again.
Indeed. Yes. And would you like to give us your website details so people can get more information about your coaching? And also, I gather you do this blog as well. So perhaps you'd like to do that as well.
If anyone's interested in finding more about coaching with me, my website is there under my name, joannemallon.com. And I also have a beauty and healthy lifestyle blog, which is called opposablethumbsblog.com.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, Joanne, for coming and talking to us.
Thank you, Jackie. It's lovely to speak to you.
That was Joanne Mallon, author of Change Your Life in 5 Minutes a Day.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio.